Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, if you build it, they will come. NFL's biggest stars show support for Joe Hayden and local charities at his annual softball game.
We meet the newest member of the Cleveland Browns, three-time Pro Bowl punter, Andy Lee.
And Browns rookies build new bikes for their community.
All that and more coming up next. Good morning, Dog Pound, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Sarah Carnes. With me, as always, Dustin Fox. Dustin, what an historic week in Cleveland.
It's been amazing just watching this team, their fight, their passion to get their first finals wins in franchise history. I know I'm so pumped for tonight.
I am so pumped for tonight. I'm so pumped for this city, for everyone. We are all in, and that's why we're here filming at the Q, supporting our Cavaliers, and we want them to put the finishing touches on tonight in Oakland.
There's no question. We're hoping they can bring a championship back to the city, the first one in 51 years. I know one guy who's really pumped up about it, Browns cornerback Joe Hayden. He's going to tell us why he loves the wine and gold so much.
I just kind of wanted to embrace the city of Cleveland, you know, and I really, really like basketball. I always wanted to play basketball when I was growing up. I wanted to play in college, but it didn't happen. But, you know, just I just have a very, very big passion about basketball. I love the game. And then the city of Cleveland, I like the way they support their fans. And I'm like, man, we got the Cavs right here, you know what I'm saying? And then I got real cool with Kyrie and got cool with Tristan. So then it's not only am I watching them play, like my friends are out there, you know. And so, you know, I was just always wanted to get involved with whatever city I ended up playing in. Luckily, they would have a basketball team, and then I'll be all in.
Let's go, Cavs! Let's go, Cavs! Let's go, Cavs!
When I came, that's when LeBron left. So we were here during the years when they weren't doing so well, and I didn't really get to see LeBron play for the Cavs. And everybody would always tell me about how much crazier it was when LeBron was here. And then for him to come back and be able to make a change, and not just him, but just the whole team to grow and bond, and with the new coach and just everybody, you hearing all the stuff going on at the beginning of the year, and now they're in the finals. You know, it's just crazy to see. LeBron's my favorite player. So I love LeBron's game, love him as a person, and how he takes care of his family and everything like that. And like, he just has that leadership role. He doesn't really have to. Now he's talking to the Cavs and getting them all hype and crunk and stuff. And because Tristan, that's one of my boys, and he always talk about how Bron's just like the big brother of the team. So just being able to see him come back and kind of transfer a team like that in a year is amazing.
Even though LeBron is playing some of the best basketball of his career, I'm going to make a bet that Joe Hayden loves to play like a Brown mentality of Matthew Dellavedova.
Well, it's hard not to fall in love with a guy like Deli, especially when he embodies all the characteristics of the team's play like a Brown mantra. And that's why we had to ask some of the Browns coaches and players who they think best resembles the relentless point guard.
The guy on our team that reminds me most of Matthew Dellavedova is Kawan Williams. He was an undrafted guy out of Pittsburgh, made all types of plays all over the field last year. You know, he's a tough guy. He'll come in there, he'll tackle you. He's not the biggest guy. He continues to come out and work hard each and every day.
Almost picked off by Kawan Williams.
Bonesaw, a.k.a. Scott Solomon, is the person that reminds me of Matthew Dellavedova the most on the team.
I feel like everybody, like, didn't think he was as good as I think he really is, and so he had to, like, come out there and, like, work real hard and stuff. Like, even when, like, we're not in pads right now, but he still, you know what I'm saying, goes, like, all out and stuff like that. So that's what makes my mind over.
I would say Craig. You know, Craig is a great effort guy. Full speed, 100 miles an hour every single play. I'm surprised he doesn't need to hydrate after every practice. So.
Up in the pocket, throws it, picked off. Robertson's got it.
I would have to say on the D-line, it probably D-Wynn. D-Wynn will get in people's head, you know, just because I played with him at Oregon State, and he's a scrappy dude, and he goes hard every single play.
The guy who reminds me most of Matthew Dellavedova is Gary Barnage. You know, every time we ask him for a play in these big-time situations, fourth down, third down, he just comes up big.
Fourth down, they need seven. Brian delivers the ball. It's caught. What a catch by Barnage.
Scott Solomon definitely gets my vote. He came in last year and amazed everyone with his play. Dog Pound, keep it right here, because when Inside the Cleveland Browns returns,
we meet Pro Bowl punter and newest Brown, Andy Lee.
I really am excited to be at a place to where the fans are so loyal.
And the stars are out as Joe Hayden hosts his celebrity softball game.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. The Browns have been very busy this offseason, Sarah. They've added a brand new rookie class through the draft and also added a number of great free agents.
Yes, they have. The Browns' most recent addition was veteran punter Andy Lee. Let's hear from Coach Pettine on what he thinks about this new special teams weapon.
He's more of a boomer than a directional kicker, and we just feel that where we'll be this year. It's a bad combination if you bring in a guy that this guy has a huge leg, but your coverage teams aren't good. Then you worry about out kicking your coverage and giving some returns up. But we feel real good about where we are from a gunner situation. So we feel that his skill set is a good match for what we'll have out there with him.
Andy Lee was a three-time Pro Bowler with the San Francisco 49ers, and he was known for some of his powerful punts. In fact, Sarah, some of them went over 70 yards. It's pretty incredible. All right, let's get to know this newest Browns member and see what he has to say about suiting up for the Brown and Orange on Sundays.
So I grew up a Clemson football fan, and really the Carolina Panthers weren't there at that time. We had the Atlanta Falcons, but I just really never watched the NFL that often. And growing up, it just wasn't. My mom and dad were college people, and I've never watched an NFL game in the stands. So the only NFL game I've ever watched is from playing in. Never did I think I would, you know, go to the Pro Bowls and be all pro. And I still to this day, like, people are like, what's it like? And I'm like, I'm just a guy that, and I think it just hasn't, maybe it'll sink in one day when I'm done playing. It was just surprising, but exciting. Me and my wife, Rachel, we were just kind of going through, not sure about what was going to go on this with the 49ers, you know, drafting a punter and that whole situation. And it really turned out great. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be closer to what I call home, which would be Charlotte, North Carolina. Phil Dawson told me basically, this is an unbelievable place. I mean, of course he is, you know, one of the best. He's just been an amazing guy, and I know he was an amazing guy here, and just everything that he's told me about this place is top notch, and he said I would love it here, and that you're treated well, and the fans are awesome, and I just can't wait to experience all that stuff. There's no better compliment, I think, than somebody wanting you. I don't know how to really put it into words, but it's very, it makes you feel good, it makes you feel excited and happy inside, kind of, you know, it's something that is, it makes me excited to be here, because it's always nice to be wanted. A punter can only do what he can do. You're really nothing without the punt team, without the coverage team, without, you know, a great long snapper, without, you know, guys that are willing to put their, you know, bodies on the line for you. They're out there covering the ball that I punt. So it's great to know that we have a great special teams coach here, we have great players here, and I'm really excited to see where that goes. Met the guys out there today. They're great guys. I think some things they can lean on me on about maybe the experience of the NFL and what to expect. And then all the other things we'll get to learn together, which I think will, you know, bring us closer together and, you know, develop a little bit of a bond that we can have, so which I think will help. I really am excited to be at a place to where the fans are so loyal and just so loving of the team and so supportive. I think it's just going to be a great experience for me.
For more on Andy Lee, stay tuned for the Dog Pound Report and find out the very touching reason why he chose to change his number. Now keep it right here for more Inside the Cleveland Browns. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, the rookie class helps build bikes for kids across Cleveland.
We've got bikes flowing.
Bikes flowing, bikes everywhere.
And we sit down with former Browns strength and conditioning coach, Gary Robo.
Sorry if I'm getting emotional, but this is the passion that I have for this. I want a championship.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns here at Quicken Loans Arena. Sarah and I are both all in.
We sure are.
We're all pumped up for Game 5 tonight. And we're also pumped to hear from Browns strength and conditioning coach Gary Robo. Coached the team from 1986 to 1991, and his devotion to the team has never been stronger.
Every time I walk in here, I still get goosebumps. I'm Gary Robleski, known as Coach Robo, and I was the assistant strength and conditioning coach here for the Cleveland Browns from 1986 to 91. I wish I could still be a part of it and be back here, and because I could get the championships. You know, there's a certain element. When the guys are down on the sideline, you got to get in their faces in a great way. Skill, we got a job to do. Let's get out there. Let's get the ball right back. Boom, boom, boom. That's what I was always on the sideline. I was like a cheerleader. There was no fear. When you played the Cleveland Browns, you're going to get smacked. K-Mac and I were in the weight room 24/7. And we got each other ready, and I pushed them, and I pushed them, and I pushed them. And then that last drive in the Houston Astrodome, we went down there. We gave K-Mac that ball, okay? And like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. And he scored the winning touchdown. We come into the locker room. We just looked at each other, and he hugged me. He said, Robo, thank you so much. We were actually like crying with the tears and stuff because it was a huge game for the Cleveland Browns. We were very emotional with the players. Anybody did anything to any of the players, that the passion and the love that we have between one another, don't mess with the Cleveland Browns. Get that fear, get that bullying like Coach Pettine wants right now, okay? He's a nasty, great coach. I love this town. I love this town. I love the people. I love the players. I love this building. I helped build this building and stuff like that. The passion, when we win, when the Browns win, this town's fantastic. Everybody at work is jacked up. Everybody, all the businesses, everybody's talking. When we lose, everybody's miserable. This town lives and dies. The Cleveland Browns. We have the Indians, okay? We have the Cavaliers, you know, LeBron's back and everything, okay? But the Cleveland Browns is the soul, it's the strength. We're a blue-collar steel city, okay? And it means everything. Sorry if I'm getting emotional, but this is the passion that I have for this town. I want a championship, okay? I've been here my whole life, and I haven't had that championship. You know what it's like. We're there. Pettine's there, okay? We could do it, okay? But let the coaches coach. Let the front office get the players, okay? Let the fans cheer, okay? Everybody's assigned to do a job. You got to have the pride. You look down. It's Cleveland, okay? Who cares about the name on the back? It's the name on the front of the jersey. It's the brown and the orange. They said play like a Brown's supposed to play, okay? Like a Cleveland Brown. It's the nastiness, it's the toughness. You don't take any crap from anybody, anywhere, from any Steeler, from any Bengal, from any Raven, whatever it is, okay? Build the team up, stop the negativity, and Cleveland will be a powerhouse.
Now, I would say he is all in. Mm-hmm. That just goes to show you how passionate coaches and players are about the Browns and our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And continuing with that theme, last week the Browns players had a day off, and the rookie class helped build bikes for the kids of the Cleveland Rec Center.
Today we've got volunteers out who are building bikes for the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission's Urban Youth Initiative, which is presented by Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital and Metro PCS.
We are calling it our bike build. We have nearly 100 volunteers who will be on site here at the Brea training facility. So nearly 150 bikes will be built. We will have some bikes that are swagged out with the Cleveland Browns
that are going to be given to children from the Cleveland Recreation Centers. They have to complete a 2-week education program, including daily health indicators, as well as workbook pages and different health and wellness activities. Those that complete the program and receive the highest scores will receive the bikes.
We need bar spins. This is actually we aren't having fun here. This is wearing in the headset bearings a little bit.
We have our rookie class making their first appearance. This is illustrating how they are giving 10 hours of community service to make their community better and to help out directly here in Cleveland. We are going to put them to work. Different tasks will be given to them, but most importantly, they'll be making a distinct, direct impact for the kids of Cleveland.
What do you think?
You know, I'm just trying to do
my
best.
Don't forget to clean up.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, how about your team? They doing a great job behind you?
Yeah, you got bikes flowing.
Bikes flowing, bikes everywhere.
Bikes on bikes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. You know, it feels good to give back to the community, especially kids who maybe didn't have as many opportunities as we did growing up.
I only had one bike growing up, so I had to make it last for a long time. So I'd definitely be happy to have a bike like this.
The kids also receive on-bike training, so in order to receive their new bike, they have to come to a 2-hour training session where they're actually on the bike, they're learning about helmet safety, they're learning about stopping and turning and all the rules of the road.
We are excited that the Dog Pound has completely embraced the platform. We have inspired over 50,000 people to pledge 10 hours of community service in 1 year, which is the equivalent of 500,000 hours of community service.
We're very excited to be partners with the Cleveland Browns in the First and 10 program. And we're looking forward to many wonderful First and 10 and Sports Commission programs in the future.
Now that is awesome. I love seeing the guys out in the community, and bikes are an important part of summer fun, so I'm sure the kids will love those.
There's no question. All right, Dog Pound, keep it right here. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we'll see some of the NFL's best try and swing for the fences. Time for some Browns trivia, Dog Pound. Which 2015 rookie played both football and basketball in college? Was it A, Xavier Cooper, B, Vince Maley, or C, Nate Orchard? Find out when we come back. Which rookie played both football and basketball in college? The answer is B, Vince Maley. Before playing football at Washington State, Vince was dribbling up and down the court at Shasta College.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. We're here in the queue as they set up for the watch party tonight as we cheer on our Cavs. Now, before we do that, Dustin, I have a question for you. Okay. What do you get when you put Richard Sherman, Colin Kaepernick, and Hall of Famer Deion Sanders on a softball field?
Well, you're probably not going to get a pitcher's duel, that's for sure.
That's for sure. You're absolutely right. Let's check out Joe Hayden's annual celebrity softball game and see what happens.
Man, it's my second annual celebrity softball game, and actually we're doing it for some charities out here in Cleveland, East Lake, and for Special Olympics. People like Patrick Peterson in here, you know, Deion Sanders, Richard Sherman, just for them to come out to Cleveland and just give them an experience. Man, I just want to have a good time out, you know what I'm saying, giving back to a great cause, hanging out with good people.
Yeah, hey, that's not even fair, man. He got drafted.
And you always want to help out a guy to have a positive outlook on not only on life, but giving a helping hand into the community. So when Joe asked me, I dropped everything and said I'd be there. So I'm quite sure the other guys said the same thing.
He played in my celebrity basketball game. So, you know, I definitely wanted to come back and show love and show them that it's bigger than football. It's about supporting each other and being there for your brothers.
You know, it's one thing to compete on Sundays, but we understand that, you know, we really like and like to see guys prosper, especially in their community endeavors. He does a great job in this community.
But he's just a fun guy to be around. You know, I think it's the reason he has so many friends, because he's a cool guy to be around. He makes you laugh. He's good people.
I think we all just gravitate to him and just try and show him some love.
I mean, everybody loves him, so everybody comes out to support him.
I mean, what he does for the community, what he's doing with the charity is amazing. So why wouldn't I want to support him?
Joe's got a little brother who's, you know, he's special needs, and you know, to grow up with something like that, you know, I'm sure it means a whole lot to him just to come out here and to put on a good game and to put on something for, you know, for a good cause.
Hey, I'm saying like this the whole game, bro. Next ball.
Turned 19 today, and I'm really excited to meet Joe Hayden. He's like my idol.
He's just energetic. He brings the whole city, and because number 23 is the best number in Cleveland.
Oh, he's a beast. You know, he's the reason we have so much passion on this team.
I know Patrick Peterson is really good, and I know Richard Sherman is good, too.
You know what? Can't give away my tricks. Can't give away my tricks.
I would think Deion, so I've made sure he was on my team.
They got a batting cage back there, so I might need to go in there and get a little practice in. So
see if I can dust off these baseball skills.
Thank you.
Trying to come out and keep my title, because I won the home run derby at Larry's event. So I'm going to see how this home run derby go. I ain't finna be out here running no bases if that's what y'all talking about.
Wow. Some of those guys can really hit the ball.
I know. A few of them actually drafted to the MLB. Johnny, Jordan Poyer.
That's true. But there were a couple exceptions to some greatness on the field. Let's take a look.
The most action in the infield is the shortstop.
All right, cool. So I'm straight. All right, cool. Say, cross my knees.
I don't think Korea, my leg out.
All right, cool. We good. Hey, you learn something new every day.
What? You
I got you. Thanks for the pointer. Swing, batter. Woo! Hey. None of us really know how to play baseball, though. Except you. Come on, team! That's a lot of pressure now. I said, it's a lot of pressure now.
Bro, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's cool. We good. Man, I got a stretch. Man.
Where am I at, right here? Oh, I don't know how they do it in baseball, but I can't sit like this the whole game. Hey, I'm sitting like this the whole game, bro. Next ball. It'll hit nothing. Got him. Hey, I ain't going to get that. Prime time. See ya. Hey. You ain't going to hit nothing. Come on, man. All right, go ahead. You can pull some if you want to.
Right.
OTA's over with.
Those guys crack me up. Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. Be sure to keep it right here for a Dog Pound Report coming up next. And tune in to News Channel 5 tonight for Game 5 of the championship.
All right, for Sarah Carnes, I'm Dustin Fox. We'll see you guys next week. But for now, go Cavs.